Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming to you from Florida, I'm on the road, broadcasting worldwide on over 100 AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on XM channel 166, and of course blasting out via the internet at PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Now, in studio, back in Austin, Texas today, we're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack in studio. So he'll be sitting in my seat for those that are watching PrisonPlanet.tv and breaking down the huge success with his idea to get hundreds of sheriffs together out in Colorado last month and to have them discuss standing up against the out-of-control federal expansion and power grab that's going on, the usurpation of our republic. And this has sent the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, federal government, Denver Post, into conniption fits that the sheriffs may actually, through the people and law, try to reclaim their jurisdiction and power from the foreign banks that have hijacked the nation through the criminal federal government. Also, as you know, he's suing the Southern Poverty Law Center for saying that he's called their violence against police, which is comical. I mean, anybody that knows Sheriff Mack knows that's ridiculous. And he kept telling them, you better retract this. And when they finally did, it wasn't to the full extent. And so he's suing them. We'll see how that lawsuit is going. You know, the ADL's lost lawsuits before. The ADL was set up, of course, to defend a group of gangsters who were getting in trouble. And then they would just politically go after anybody that went after the group of organized criminals. And you can go look that up and think of the ADL. It's a historical fact. But somehow they train the police department. So does the Southern Poverty Law Center. They get to write up the reports. The feds then give the local departments, demonizing constitutionalists, the founding fathers, Ron Paul. You read these reports, they're very cartoonish. But it actually creates a self-fulfilling prophecy when the police then go out and attack constitutionalists or go out and engage constitutionalists from a perspective of somebody's an enemy, and then they actually get a fight back. And I hope you stay on the air here. There is just a typhoon-level storm hitting right now, and lightning and thunder. I don't know if you can hear that, but we had a pretty good connection yesterday here in Florida, and we hope it continues. It's simple. If I walked up to somebody walking down the street and bowed up to them and acted aggressive, they'd probably bow back up. I've seen people that have bad attitudes in life and think everybody's out to get them, and they just get along with nobody because it's almost what they're looking for. It's what they're expecting. And so I've got a better idea. How about the American people and the police and the military not be at each other's throats and just sit back, take a deep breath, and really look at who runs the federal government and who is preparing these reports that they're giving you. Now, the military, I know, has woken up. To the great extent, they're awake, and the rest of them are waking up fast. The police are starting to wake up. It's not as fast-moving or as deep as with the military, but it will happen, thanks to all of your work out there. I mean, I talked to a lot of people, you know, who actually have Ron Paul stickers on their cars, and the police tell them, all right, you're speeding. Here's a warning. By the way, I like your Ron Paul sticker. And I've experienced things like that myself. I mean, I'm not really somebody who even is bashing the police. I'm bashing police that are out of their jurisdiction, out of their authority, who are on power trips, or who are crazed, or who are so scared of the public that they constantly turn not even molehills in the mountains. And this is different potholes in the mountains. Anyway, I've gotten to the news. Huge broadcast coming up, huge news on Obama pitching the race card, and more right here in Florida. It's all coming up state, and this will be right back. Big transmission. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you so much for joining us, my friends. Alex Jones coming to you live from Florida. I'm going to be speaking for our local affiliate, 810. In Orlando, where we're number one on the AM dial for talk radio, trouncing Lord Limbaugh, the great. I'm going to be speaking this weekend at the Orlando Hi-Li Center that in its entire 50-year history, they were telling me, has never sold out their big speaking venue area. And they've had big bands in there, you name it. It holds over 1,000 people, and they've got about 100 tickets left right now. And they believe it's going to sell out. I think even some TV stations are going to be down there saying, in the 50 years since the Orlando Hi-Li's been here, it's never sold out until now. Talk show host Alex Jones came to town. Just an interesting little factoid. You folks are awesome. I'm going to give you a powerful speech, Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. And I'm going to premiere a 40-minute documentary breakdown analysis titled New World Order, the Blueprint of Madmen. So our blueprint to defeat them, and of course their blueprint of out-of-control madness. If you still want to get tickets while they're available, Infowars.com/events. Infowars.com/events. And you can also just go right to the Orlando Hi-Li and find the event this Sunday there online. I'll also be broadcasting from the event with the Sunday show. 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That'll be 5 to 7 here. And then the event kicks off at about 7:30. But I think the doors open, they say, like 6:30. So I will see you there. Speaking of the Big A-10, I've only been on about a year. And again, it went from like 4th or 5th in the ratings, depending on which demographic, to number one. Another testament to the power of liberty. I think I started the show like this yesterday, so I'm going to get into the news right now. I'm going to have a talk show host who I've been on the show 5 or 6 times in the past named Doc Holliday on. I was on his radio show right before this one this morning on A10, our affiliate. He's a local show. And he was saying, do you know about the riot over the latest Nike tennis shoes at the Orlando Mall? And I said, no. And he sent me a link to it. And he said, do you know about Obama and his African Americans for Obama? And I said, yeah, I saw that announcement 2 weeks ago. And he said, well, they're airing that here in Orlando on TV. And there's incredible racial tension and fights breaking out and riots and things. And I sure enough went and looked it up. It's true. And he said it was completely a racial thing with the NBA All-Stars game there yesterday. And that when Obama was in town for $30,000 a person plates, and then he snubbed the local Daytona 500 event, and that they even blocked off a lot of the area around where the All-Stars played and blocked roads off, major roads coming in only for the VIP Obama people. So the royalty and the globalists love to use any event, not just G20 or NATO events, to lock everything down and have checkpoints and act like it's the end of the world. That happened. But by having that talk show host point this out to me, I did some more research this morning and went back to the subsection of Barack Obama's presidential website, which is African Americans for Obama. And I was completely blown away that I saw this 2 weeks ago when it first was put on YouTube. Now it's being aired on TV. And it is absolutely, totally, 110% illegal what Obama is doing. You just heard me right. It is totally and completely illegal what he is doing. I'm going to tell you here exactly what he's doing in just a moment. But first, I want to mention some of the other news that's coming up. And I'm going to tell you how it's illegal here in just a moment. No, not saying African Americans for Obama. That's not illegal. We know what that is, though. I mean, imagine white people for Mitt Romney. I mean, it would be the end of the world. Or that's not what's illegal. That's just racial division, you know, gangsterism, you know, when any group goes out and makes it all about race. That's balkanization, and it's coming from the Democrats, from the multiculturalists who sell multiculturalism as a way to actually balkanize people in the name of unity. That's not what's illegal. I'm going to explain it here in just a moment because the video is amazing. We're going to play the video, air the audio here for the radio audience. If you're a radio listener, I've got Paul Watson doing an article on this right now. It'll be up in the next hour at Infowars.com. I'll give you the video title. You want to find it for yourself as a radio listener on XM channel 166 or however you're listening. Now, after I go over that, because Doc Holliday is going to be popping in, Insider says talk of Paul Romney alliance is establishment trick. And he can made the points that I'd made for 2 hours before he came on. That, of course, is the guy that first got Ron Paul to run for office, the guy that ran his campaign, the guy that was his chief of staff in Congress, Lou Rockwell. Worked for Barry Goldwater. So you want to find out who went out and farmed Ron Paul and found that great mind? Lou Rockwell. And, you know, Lou publishes newsletters, all of it. Lou agreed. He said, yeah, it's about making Ron Paul look like he's an establishment sellout to people, just like they tried to claim he's always flying first class, and it turned out that wasn't even true. Even though congressmen can get it paid for first class, he refuses and doesn't. But then he gets so many airline miles, they bump him up. I've flown before on American, don't even fly that much. They're like, oh, you've flown 3 times with us this year. You're bumped up to first class. So they found that and said, you fly first class on taxpayer money. When it's paid for to fly back and forth from your district in first class, he won't even do that. And that they said he did. and said he was a liar. And, of course, it turned out it wasn't true. And even MSNBC had to retract themselves. The point is they're looking for crooked toenail type stuff. I mean, you've got open crime being committed. You've got all this corruption going on. You've got all of this out-of-control New World Order behavior, the illegal wars, the torture, the trillions being stolen by mega banks, the NDAA, the abolition of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, open calls for Internet censorship, total federalization of local police. Rome is burning. The Titanic is sinking. And they're out there talking about Ron Paul didn't wipe his nose properly once, or once he talked with his mouth full, or once, you know, he didn't say please or thank you, or he didn't carry an old lady's groceries across the street fast enough. This is the type of stuff they're doing. And so Rockwell completely concurred with my analysis. He said it is all about trying to get people in the Paul campaign to actually, you know, the general public, some of them to actually clamor for it. And then that will actually create the illusion that Paul himself is for it. And then, you know, Republican insiders offering jobs to people that work for Paul. You know all that's going on. That does go on.
On Paul's supporters. Oh, Romney likes Ron Paul. Well, he can't be that bad then. You see? So that's what's going on. And we had a whole discussion about it, spent about half the show on it yesterday. I think it was worthwhile, but my instinct is Lou's instinct. And I meant to shoot a video yesterday, just a special comment, but I'll do it now. You mark my words, just like I told you Rand Paul would run, just like I told you he'd run 4 years ago, just like I broke all this down, and just like I told you there'd be election fraud, too. But still, by running, he educates people. We win by resisting.
We show how it's all a fraud by resisting. That's another step. When you quit fighting, that's when you're dying. When you're fighting, that's when you're living and getting stronger. What is pain? It's weakness leaving the body. What is political pain? It's weakness leaving the body. When somebody makes fun of you because of your political views, you don't get your feelings hurt. You take satisfaction in the fact that you're out there being attacked, that you've got courage, that you've got strength, that you've got moral authority, that you've got moral courage. People say, oh, isn't it terrible to be demonized and attacked? No, I love it. Not because I'm a glutton for punishment. No. These bullies are attacking me and demonizing and lying about me from above and below, through COINTELPRO and through national media and government levels, because I'm hurting them and I'm going to go on hurting them. So even though I don't at a certain level enjoy it, I've even learned to enjoy it at a personal level, because I know it's a sign of victory. Not that I'm in good shape, but I've gotten in a little bit better shape. And I finally got to that point when I hit about 5 miles running, where it's really painful and I feel nauseous and I just run through it. And then I can just run and run and run. And it's kind of like that politically. You've got to get to where, you know, like back when I used to lift weights a lot, and I'm sitting there trying to bench press 230 pounds 20 times. And at 10, you think you can't go anymore. And you just say, I'm going to do this another 10 times. And by the last time you do it, it is super painful, but it feels so good. And when you walk out of that gym, you've got so many endorphins flowing through you, you think you're on cloud 9. And it's the same thing. The only thing worth anything in life is what comes hard. What comes easy, you never appreciate. It's just that simple in life. Things that come hard and things that are valuable, things that are good for society, your gut will tell you, this is good what you've done. And it's literally your subconscious, your basic human programming says you ought to feel satisfied right now. You know, even if you're told something you're doing is good, but it doesn't feel right. Let's say you're a police officer working for the system and you do something and they tell you it's good, but it doesn't feel right. There's a reason it doesn't feel right. Your brain is conservatively hundreds of times more powerful than your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is only a limited focus of your overall intellect. And if your gut, that's what you call it, your nose, whatever, says, I don't like this, well, you better really then intellectually think about it, and then you'll get the answers. You've got to examine why you're not getting a good feeling, see? You get a good feeling from something. I don't mean a good feeling like sex or partying. Those are bestial, low-level good feelings. I mean, if you're not getting a good feeling about where you're going to church, if you're not getting a good feeling about who you're dating, if you're not getting a good feeling about the school your children are in, but you don't know why, you need to investigate that. Okay, side issue. Insider says talk of Ron Paul Romney alliance is establishment trick. CIA NATO front group drafts humanitarian aid for Syria, like the same aid you saw in Libya. Now, this is the big news. Red linked on Infowars.com, and I'll tell you about it when we come back. This is big news. Stay with us.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
We are back live. Coming up, after I get into Obama playing the race card and more, I'm going to get into our top story today. Report, more than 100,000 Americans are domestic terrorists. Paul Watson is reporting there what the whole Homeland Security grid is really for, is we the people. Also, the birth of world government with Dr. Michael Kaufman. Key report up at InfoWars.com on that. Another big report, the feds are openly expanding their war against raw milk all over the country. Even though they don't have jurisdiction, they're trying to shut it down. Just a lot more today that we're going to be going over. But I want to direct your attention first to a video we're going to play here in a moment. And instead of just playing the video and then analyzing it, I'm going to analyze it, play it, and then go over even more of it because there's so many facets here. But what is it that is illegal in this video? Is it that he's saying African Americans for Obama? When if any other group was doing something like that, it would be called racism and racial pandering. And when the very Democrats that are doing this constantly lecture everyone that they can't have racial identity, including white people. And again, folks, you know I'm not into the whole race stuff. I get criticized for talking about blacks having medical experiments done on them. Well, facts are facts. About half the time they declassified something, it's black people being tested on. The system does do that. I mean, I want everybody to do good, be happy, win-win. I don't even usually get into these subjects because I understand it's a tar baby meant to get us all fighting with each other. But this is so outrageous, I've got to cover it. No, it's not the race baiting, and that's in there, and I'm going to comment on that. It's not claiming he's the civil rights movement Martin Luther King when he stands against everything. You think Martin Luther King would support secretly arresting citizens and killing them? The Pentagon announced again yesterday they're going to kill U.S. citizens, including in the U.S., anytime they want, no judge or jury. I mean, just outrageous. I mean, if Putin did that, it would be all over the news and should be. I mean, this is just incredible. No, it's not the hypocriticalness, it's not the deception, it's not all of that. It's not him saying do your fair share and everybody's got to give more when he works for the mega banks that are destroying us. That's all the lies and hypocrisy and out of control deception. They think they can sell because he's got, you know, darker skin. I think Obama's probably about as black as I am. The point is that he says have your vote leaders, your vote squads, your vote teams, your election teams, inside the churches, get me elected. And it's your duty, basically, churches, to get me elected. Now, listen, I want to be clear here. It's not illegal to have churches involved politically. But the federal government says it is and shuts churches down that do get politically involved. Now, I can read the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the press, or the people for the right to assemble and redress the government. I mean, that's the First Amendment. Go read the First Amendment. The first thing in the First Amendment is Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means that's pretty iron tight for you lawyers out there. I mean, that means you can't establishment or what somebody sets up, and you have no jurisdiction over anything and once it's set up. That's separation of church and state. They've turned it around backwards and just through fraud. I mean, there's no law you got to take vaccines. They're taking people's kids and arresting folks. And the cops are dumb. The juries are dumb. The judges lie. They'll always send them to jail for something else, you'll notice. But they do it. There is no law. They're shut down raw milk producers. As long as it's not over state lines, they're doing it. Law saying any of this. There's no law you got to take vaccines. They lie and tell you there is. So you're saying, well, then what's illegal? I mean, if the churches are allowed to do this, well, not allowed, you have no jurisdiction. It's not like the government gives you this right. It's already there. That's what our system of government's different. Government isn't the final thing. We, the people, are above the government. You understand that? I know you understand that, but then what's illegal? What's illegal is that he is out there. I see it in the news all the time. They have the feds sending letters to churches, reminding them. I've seen these even lately, telling Baptist churches in Austin, Texas. People brought me the letters, and I've called and confirmed it. Catholic churches, you name it, saying, do not even discuss politics with your friends in the pews or at Sunday school or if you go to a church picnic. You don't discuss, like it's the Soviet Union at the church picnic, who you're voting for. That's what the feds, the IRS, are telling people and telling them it's the law. Of course, not mentioning the law, just saying it's the law. And doing this while Obama's saying, churches, get out there and vote for me right now. Okay, get out there and use your churches as campaign arms. I'm going to play you the clip of this when we come back.
March.
This is big news.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand, eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
There's a lot of facets to this video and audio I'm about to play, but you can go to the official Barack Obama website, presidential campaign website. They have their own website for this as well, a separate site for the campaign. President Obama announces the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. And on the surface of that, you think, well, okay, why is Obama getting to campaign racially? But if white people did that, it'd be the end of the world. Let's just be honest. It's natural in every culture and every society for people to tend to want to be part of a cultural group. That's normal. It's not bad to do that. It's wrong to hate people because of whatever group it is. And, of course, people from different, you know, human groups can love each other or whatever. But the point is, it's not dirty and bad to want to be black or want to be white or want to be Hispanic or want to be Asian or whatever. You know, if a Japanese person wants to marry a Japanese person, that's not bad. If a Jewish person wants to marry a Jewish person, that's not bad. Well, why is it bad if a European wants to marry a European? This is just because the New World Order sees whites as the dominant group. And it just simply wants to play all the other groups off against that, not because the New World Order cares about those groups, but because it wants to create a divide-and-conquer scenario basically break down any group that is seen as dominant or cohesive. The system wants to get rid of families as well across the board. The system wants all of us to accept their phony corporate culture. Whatever culture you want to be part of, whether you want to reinvent yourself or what, or you come from the countryside and you want to be a redneck or whether you want to be a hip-hop person, I don't care. I'm into science, literature, history, freedom. My identity is the Magna Carta Constitution. My identification is with freedom and human potential. But then when I'm attacked because I'm white and told you must be bad because you're white, and then I'm supposed to act all guilty and say, oh, yes, I'm sorry. Well, that just isn't how it works. I've transcended all of that. But I realize most people haven't, because even if you want to transcend it, other people haven't. So even if you don't dislike them for what color they are, they think you dislike them, and they're looking for you to do something. And a lot of folks take whatever you do and spin it around. Kind of like, you know, the driving while black thing. Well, that guy's a black guy. He must be a criminal. I'm a black guy in a white neighborhood. I must not be welcome here. It's incredible. A few times I've had Hispanic friends over, you know, at my house. And I say a few times because I hardly have anybody at my house. And back when I lived in the city, and of course I had neighbors that were Hispanic, black, you name it, but they would see like three or four white neighbors out, and they'd be like, you think I'm welcome around here? And I'm like, you're joking, right? And they're like, no, I'm not joking. So, it shows how this is there. And are there snobby groups everywhere? Yeah, if I went to some country club here in Florida, you know, where there's people on average who are probably worth $10 million a piece there at their country club, they're going to come over, even if I'm wearing the perfect blazer and white shirt with the cufflinks and everything and pull up, you know, in the perfect car and everything, they're still going to come over and ask if I'm a local or part of their group. And they're going to kind of act a little snooty on average, not because they dislike me because I'm a white guy wearing the right suit, but because that's part of their enjoyment. That's part of the tribalism. It's part of the satisfaction that smaller-minded people get from being part of an end group. And that happens everywhere. I mean, I grew up in Dallas and would walk down the street and one of my black friends want to play basketball or baseball, and they'd say, listen, honky, cracker, get out of here. And they'd be like, oh, just that old man, he's racist. People are people. I'm going to go to my guest here.
It's just that Obama is now playing a race card with this, and it's wrong. If people pointing out black racism against whites, which is very bad in many areas, I mean, it's gotten so bad and so acceptable that you've seen the last, 5 years, all over the country, groups of black youth beating up white people. And it's on video. It's happening everywhere. Does that mean average black folks are doing that? No, but young gangbanger type kids that are watching MTV, the culture where that's cool, they think it's funny. And they also beat each other up. You know, and white gangs do it too. They beat each other up and they beat up other groups of people. The point is, call it what it is when black gangs are racially attacking whites or Hispanics are attacking whites. Why is it always acceptable when whites get attacked? Why, when a white guy defends himself on the New York subway from five guys, you know, that happen to be black, is he called racist when he shoots someone they're attacking him? It's called survival. And I'm against the downtrodden. I'm against the innocent being ganged up on by thugs. I don't care if it's the Ku Klux Klan 150 years ago trying to attack blacks who they knew owned firearms.
And laws against blacks owning guns. I'm for everybody having freedom. Now, with that preface said, that's not even the issue in this new video. And Paul Watson's doing an article on it for Infowars.com. President Obama announces the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. Listen to this. I mean, this minute 42 piece is so mega jam-packed with hypocrisy, deception, lies, fakeness, posing. I mean, everything he's saying is the opposite of what Obama really is. I mean, Obama is a horrible teleprompter reading from birth, CIA creation, on record, who is for torture, secret arrest, endless wars, constant invasions, financing Al-Qaeda invasions, proxy wars, destroying the Bill of Rights, bankrupting our country, shutting down our power plants, boosting our power prices, and the big mega banks that fund Mitt Romney are all funding him. All you Republicans that like Mitt Romney, I guess the few that are out there, you should love Obama. Because past the rhetoric and past the gay marriage football issues, they're the same people. Look at who puts money in them. I mean, this is not 2 plus 2. This is, there it is. Is it 2 plus 2 if you see a red Volkswagen to say that's a red Volkswagen? No, that's a red Volkswagen. That's a red fire truck. Do you have to think if you're watching me on PrisonPlanet.tv wearing this red shirt to say that's red? Or reddish pink. I guess salmon you could call it. No, it's not 2 plus 2. It's there. It's red. Okay? But the big issue here, the big issue, the mega issue in everybody's face now, he says, listen to his exact words coming up. He says in here that activate in the churches with your election teams. I mean, this is according to what they enforce. So if it's not illegal, what's illegal? Because they selectively enforce against conservative and libertarian and states' rights and anti-Agenda 21 churches, and they tell people don't even talk about politics anywhere. They tell the public to basically put up with having no First Amendment when they don't have that power. But then now he's here when the government, the IRS, has said this is illegal for decades. Here he is saying do it. So it's the selective enforcement and the racketeering nature that they know this isn't illegal, but they're telling you it's illegal for you, but not for them. This is a big issue, and I've seen no one raise this. I've seen them raise the race issue here, which is secondary. It isn't even on the radar compared to this attack on the First Amendment. Listen to this.
This month we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. And I don't think there's a better time than African American History Month to consider the tremendous progress we've made through the sacrifices of so many. Or a better time to commit to meeting the very real challenges we face right now. Every day, I think of the generations of African-American men and women who overcame slavery and oppression, risked their own safety to cast a ballot, even gave up their lives to help build a country that lived up to its founding principles. Their extraordinary hope, their unwavering determination, changed this country. Their efforts made it possible for somebody like me to be here today. This is another moment where we've got to decide what kind of country we want.
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. I've got to stop this. Their efforts made it possible for him. He says before that, our campaign is a continuation of that. You're now saying civil rights is a continuation of you. Just because you claim your part, you know, your dad's from Kenya. Doesn't even look like you. Whatever. They did the racial actuaries. He's less than 10% African, if you even believe what he's saying to you. That part doesn't matter. A lot of white people did vote for you. It shows that most whites aren't what we're told, these people that just hate black folks out of hand. You know, all the white folks constantly worshiping black sports figures. So it's just pure bull. No, it's the minorities that have been taught it's okay to hate whitey. That's what I see in here. And it's funny, and it's cute, and it's corporate sponsored. Side issue. Did you hear him? The civil rights movement, his campaign's a continuation of the civil rights movement. Oh, overturning habeas corpus, due process, saying you'll secretly arrest us and kill us and launch wars anywhere without congressional approval and wars in Libya and kill 30,000 plus black Africans now, they admit, and torture and murder them in a race war by the Arabs against the blacks, all on record, and you're telling us about Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King wouldn't support you, guaranteed. I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm going to Doc Holliday here in a minute. We'll keep him a little bit in the next hour if we need to, but I want to go over this video and audio. Continue with the rest of his garbage. Here it is.
Possible for somebody like me to be here today. This is another moment where we've got to decide what kind of country we want to be. We can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their fair
share. Stop right there. Back it up to everybody does their fair share. We can change the nation where it's fair. That means socialism, communism, which all the big mega banks promote, because you don't even actually get the chicken feed, just enough to make you dependent. They then transfer in the tens of trillions a year in austerity to them, just like what's happening in Europe. No matter what color you are, where you're from, where you live on the planet, the same six mega banks are destroying your future, and they want you to fight over race. That's what Obama's doing here. He's making his politics racial and then claiming he's fighting the man. All these old ladies that were told, you're going to get a free house and free car. They'd say, I'm going to get a free house and free car. And he goes, yes, you are. And the media let him get away with that. And then he didn't even give it to them because he can't. But even the very women he talked to, they didn't. Nobody called him on that. This is a total liar of the highest level sitting there saying he's a civil rights activist when he's the opposite. Saying he's going to fight the big rich guys when he's totally created by them. Just pure lies. This is 100% lies and deception. But the big part's coming up. Go back to it.
Well, or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their fair share.
We can build. Government
everybody
builds.
Everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at
hit pause. Hit pause again. Back it up. I can't handle it. I cannot handle it. Everybody plays by the same rules. There's a fair playing field. You mean where the big mega banks get $27 trillion? You mean where you exempt General Electric from the greenhouse gas rules but not their competition and then let your regulator shut them down? You mean where your insider buddies get tens of billions of dollars in green energy funding while you shut down other U.S. industry and then the people you finance ship the factories to China? You mean that type of fair playing field? Where you demanded 2 years ago with the stimulus package that the money be given to the big banks and not to the people, and then blame Senator Dodd for it until he released the letter showing that you demanded that the people be screwed and robbed? I mean, he's such a liar, folks. He said he was against the NDAA and then signed it. He wants the devilish cake and to eat it too. All right, that's enough. Go back to the rest of the clip. It's just, you hear the lies for yourself. Here's more of it.
A fair shot. Everybody does their fair share, and everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at every level, taking ownership where it matters most. Around the kitchen table, in barbershops and beauty salons.
Hit pause, back it up again. I just cannot handle it right now. Did you catch that? Everybody pays their fair share. Everybody works his heart. Everybody's by the same rules, like the illegal aliens who are above the law and get to have drunk driver wrecks and not get arrested, or $10 fines, and you accept fake consul matricula cards the Mexican government issues to anybody, 5-10 apiece, because they know they're getting welfare on it, sending it back to Mexico. You mean all that selective enforcement? You mean how you ship guns to Mexico? You mean how the ICE has been caught being ordered to legalize the illegal aliens and to release violent felons when they get released from prison to not deport them? But you throw the book at citizens because we're seen as dumb schmucks? Continue. Back to Obama.
Really well. Or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their fair share. And everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at every level, taking ownership where it matters most. Around the kitchen table, in barbershops and beauty salons, in your faith community, at work, or at school. And of course, in the voting booth this election day. Because we are greater together than we can ever be on our own. Visit AfricanAmericans.BarackObama.com for more information about all the ways you can get involved. From attending HBCU organizing workshops to becoming a congregation captain. And say you're ready to keep making history. Thanks, and see you out there.
Congregation captains. Notice he even has the military term for that civilian force that's bigger and larger and all the rest of it. I'm going to go to Doc Holliday, our guest, because he pointed out to me there have been fights and attacks all over Orlando since Obama came to town. They've been airing these ads on TV about how, you know, it's about us, we're black, you're white. Here it is, cops still at Florida Mall after riot last night over new Nikes. And this is the type of stuff. This is news 15 reporting on this. We're about to go to break. We'll have him for two segments. I appreciate him sitting there while I went over all of this. But Doc Holliday's on the radio on 8:10 a.m. right before I am on every day. And I'm going to be traveling there tomorrow to then speak Sunday. But this is the type of garbage we're seeing and that's going on. Tell us when we come back from break what you're going to be breaking down here.
The bottom line is that, first off, that announcement from Obama, that's about as criminally racially as you could possibly get. It's divided the community. We have the NBA All-Star Game here, and the NBA All-Star Game, of course, is an ethnic event, but Obama planned his trip around that, and suddenly that is being run as a PSA on various radio stations, on TV stations. They're running the video, and it's really upset some people. It's also charged a lot of people up on a different level, bringing up slavery again, invoking the image of Martin Luther King. We don't need to go back to slavery. For God's sakes, the Great Divider has taken us back in time. And so people were getting wrapped up. The All-Star Game is here for us. They built a big fence about around the Amway Arena, so we possibly couldn't see all the big rappers and everything that was going on in town, and the local businesses are being put aside. And there was a riot last night because a whole bunch of young ethnic teens, and that's all I'm going to say, showed up on a whim that some apparently glow-in-the-dark shoes were available. And these were Obama's people, and they started a huge, huge fight. And the cops had to be pulled in, and of course the liberal media, you know what they do? The liberal media only shows the white cop with the shaved head chasing down a poor little ethnic fella on a horse. And it was portrayed totally wrong. And Obama...
Well, that's what's done. This is part of this problem, reaction, solution, synthesis, where they make it about race. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. 65. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to be clear, it's illegal that Obama is telling conservative libertarian churches don't even discuss politics in the pews. I mean, that is wild. When there's no jurisdiction, but then he's saying, I need election captains in all the churches voting for me. And it does start to violate church and state when the president himself is going and getting involved. I mean, it may even cross that line. You don't want a state religion. That's what the First Amendment is against. And the state religion under this New World Order is worship of government and corruption. But I mean, that is hiding in plain view. It is so big. After Doc Holliday leaves us, we've got a guest coming on. It ties into this report. More than 100,000 Americans are domestic terrorists. They're now saying the Tea Party movement and sovereign citizen anti-Agenda 21 movement are a bigger threat than Islamic terrorists. I told you for a long time, you know, the white Al-Qaeda ads they're running where all the terrorists are white. Everybody reporting them is a minority. This is going to be really bad. I mean, if you're a white person, folks, you got a crosshair on you, because you're seen on average as middle class with some money. You want your Second Amendment. You're going to be a problem. You understand that? So we're going to be breaking that down. Doc Holliday, only got you about 3-4 minutes in this segment, a little next segment. But, I mean, break down why you're saying it. You can feel the division there in the city since these ads are running. We know about some of the fights, the riots, the police being called out. But, I mean, what else are you talking about here? I mean, describe why you're saying that you can suddenly, in Orlando, that's a very diverse city and has a large black population, why you're saying you really feel division now.
I think the ads, once they started to run, and bring up the images of slavery and have him, you know, depicting himself as the great leader of the new civil rights movement, have what they've done is have raised the tension. You hear it in people's comments. You see it on the news when people are talking about Barack just happening to come during All-Star Weekend, having a $30,000 a plate dinner at Vince Carter's house. He used to be a former Magic player, and, of course, the elite, the NBA players were there, and it became a source of, this is all happening now. Of course, we have the Daytona 500 over in Daytona, and it became a division. And the more these ran, the more people said, yeah, slavery. Yeah, Martin Luther King. And it became the NBA All-Star Game, which is an ethnic event. Okay, we'll give it that. The majority of the players in the NBA are African American. We understand that. But they built...
They don't want it to be the bankers that Obama works for making us all slaves. They don't want to make it all the illegal wars. They always want to bring up race and slavery to re-invoke it, to create the division. These are the limousine liberal poverty pimps who are selling race. They're the ones actually making people get at each other's throats and not... Holliday?
Yeah, I'm right here. I lost you there for a second. You're absolutely right about that. What it is that the news was going, hey, you know, Barack Obama's coming down and he's going to be at Vince Carter's house and it's the All-Star Game and it's Black History Month, and it was getting tossed and tossed and tossed. And then, of course, the slavery was coming around, and they would put younger people that are easily misled on TV, and they were like, yeah, you know, he's here to stop the slavery. He's here to stop this. He's here to celebrate. This is our town now. We've got Orlando. And, of course, Daytona, they've got all the rednecks and the races. I've never met a presidential incumbent or candidate who would turn down a chance to get in front of 150,000 people at a race, but he made simply by a vibration that was coming over the news. And then last night, the riot at the Florida Mall, which, you know, were Obama's folks, and they were to get, I guess there were 10 pair of sneakers that were supposed to be on display with NBA.
Well, I tell you what, we're about to go to break. I want to hear more about I want to hear more about what happened at the Orlando Mall when we come back in a moment. But undoubtedly, Obama himself, you know, in private discussions has been recorded saying, you got these, you know, white, bitter, rural, bitter clingers. They want their Bibles. They want their guns. And that's why, if they were black and bitter clingers, you know, the system would hate them. They want their Bibles. They want their guns. They won't buy into our New World Order fake culture, the end of the family and the disease of globalism. They're the bad guys. So I agree with you. That's what this is all about. They're running these ads where Obama is the black Moses.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the magic of technology does have a few hiccups. Great transmission yesterday, almost no problems. Had a few there. That's why I was talking over Doc Holliday. He couldn't hear me. I couldn't hear him. Hey, he's over at the Big 810 in Orlando. I'm getting close to there. I'm speaking Sunday there. And I'm here still in the panhandle of Florida, close to Destin. And I'm coming to you via Skype and access unit backup. So that's why I was cutting over him a bit. Let me just give you the floor so you can recap that eloquent breakdown of invoking the racial fear, invoking racial division, and now the manifestation of it by the globalist puppet Barack Obama, and then what happened last night at the shopping mall. We see this now on almost a weekly basis, the riots at shopping malls over tennis shoes, the riots at Walmarts over Xboxes. You see it across the board. Groups of people stumbling over each other to get a discount. Really the disintegration of society. Doc Holliday, talk show host, witnessing this in Orlando. You got the floor for the next 4 minutes or so. Tell us what you witnessed.
Okay, I'm sorry that you couldn't hear me, but here's what's going on. The media was pumping up this racial division with Obama's what we call a public service announcement. It's not really a commercial, so to speak. And it got play on all the TV stations. And, of course, the NBA All-Star Game is here. And they built a gigantic wall around the Amway Center, the Amway Arena, so the local businesses would not be patronized during the All-Star Game. Many of the businesses, of course, happen to be white. On the other side, where it's more of an urban area, they can come and go as they please. They also built specific roads for Obama's VIP people. They wouldn't have to be bothered with the great unwashed. And once again, over and over and over again, this chest thumping was going on. This is our town. The president's coming to our town. We own this town this time. And people were just getting, they were getting tense. People were getting tense. I'm not surprised we had a big riot at the local Florida mall last night over a pair of silly tennis shoes, because the sense of entitlement that came out of that announcement, and then having him here over at Vince Carter, former NBA player for the Magic, and NBA, you know, superstars and the elitist, and all the pop stars that are here, and pop stars that have committed assault and battery on women, and but they're looked up upon as like, well, we have to put a wall up because we are the elite. Barack came in, made it worse. He just made it worse. It simply got to a point where everybody was feeling this black versus white thing. I hate to say it, you know, and I've been yelling for a week. I've been playing that Obama announcement for a week saying, listen to this. They're bringing up slavery. Why do we have to go there? And then they put the young kids on TV, the one with the gold teeth. They got the gold grill. God bless them. I don't know if they think that's attractive or not, talking about my president's going to be here. Yeah, I've seen that announcement on TV. They enslaved us. This is our weekend. Well, we're not going to be able to win this way. He has become the great divider. And yes, we have racial tensions right here in the city of Orlando. And last night at the Florida Mall, one of the world's biggest tourist attractions, somebody tells somebody, God knows where it came from, that the Foot Locker there was going to be giving away 10 pair of these glow-in-the-dark sneakers, which, you know, appeal to that basketball-type crowd. Great. You know, if you want to wear those, fine. Well, there's got to be 500 people that show up. They step outside and say, I don't know what you guys heard. We're not giving away any sneakers at all. A riot breaks out. And what does the media show to make things even worse, Alex? This is what you're getting ready to step yourself into. What makes it even worse is they show the police on horseback. Of course, all the cops have, you know, the buzz cuts, and they're chasing the poor little ethnic kids. And I'm not going to name, you know, a specific race of people because there are all different types out there. But then they were yelling into the cameras, the police are abusing us. This is what it's all about. You know, this is why the president's here. We're going to be saved.
No, well, Doc Holliday, Doc Holliday, I've got a, yeah. We'll have to talk to you again about this, but, you know, that's in downtown Orlando. We're having our event out on the edge of town. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal, but it does show the whole divide-and-conquer system that the globalists engage in and how they try to turn us all against each other. Thanks for that report.
This is Alex
we'll
Jones
be back, ladies and gentlemen.
You should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand, eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have a thought crime criminal, David Sardi, who just popped in for one segment last Sunday on the fact that he had his Second Amendment outside of court extrajudicially taken from him. because he went into the doctor's office over chest pains and they wanted to do a surgery and he didn't want to do it. Now he's fine, you know, months later. And now he doesn't have a Second Amendment. They said, well, the fact that you don't want to have our tube stuck in your chest to see what's going on shows you're suicidal, because not doing our procedure means you want to die. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. We see this more and more. Oh, you don't want to have chemotherapy. Or, oh, you don't want to take vaccines. We're just going to take you to jail. No judge, no jury. Medical tyranny. We saw it in Nazi Germany, saw it big time in the Soviet Union, and under Mao. That's coming up in a moment. I'm going to tie that in with some of the other big gun grabs going on. And then in studio, I'm not in studio, but in our Austin studios, because everybody's moving to Central Texas. I mean, the entire Patriot Liberty movement seems to be moving there. And that's great. That's great, because I'm a recluse that just hangs out at the InfoWars Command Center. And I love all the great people moving to town, because Austin's beautiful and full of great people. But since he lives outside Austin, he's going to be in studio. Sheriff Mack suing the Southern Poverty Law Center for defaming him. Boy, did they. And also, he just had over 100 sheriffs show up at his event, and the Denver Post and others have demonized it. Imagine a former sheriff who went to the Supreme Court and won a landmark Second Amendment states' rights case. And he's getting sheriffs together saying, hey, we need to defend local jurisdiction and get back to the Constitution. And the controlled corporate trader media, the occupational government media, the occupational government propaganda ministry of lies, is freaking out, pulling their hair out. They're scared of Oath Keepers. They're scared of the sheriff's groups. They are scared of us getting together and coming out and reclaiming America. As the real Americans going, listen, traitors, listen, foreign operatives, you're not going to call us terrorists anymore. You're the terrorist. You're the people putting Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya on record. You're the people opening up our borders. You're the people selling out our sovereignty. You're the people shipping guns into Mexico. You're the criminals. And no matter what color you are or what religion, you are under attack by these global banks. And they will try to get us fighting with each other all day. And that's the next point I want to get to, and then we're going to our guest. This minute 40 ad that is looks like it's shot in the Oval Office with the American flag behind him, and it's President Obama, like it's a Black History Month announcement. So it's not done like a political ad. I've never seen a president do something like this. And the whole thing is basically he's Martin Luther King. He's going to stop slavery, you know, reinvoking racism, reinvoking old wounds, reinvoking division. He's going to bring a fair playing field, working for the big mega banks. And, of course, he's Martin Luther King, even though he's for secret arrest, secret torture, and the opposite, NDAA. But that he wants the churches and the church captains at the churches to organize everyone to vote for him. I mean, it's incredible. And it's being aired as a PSA. And I've confirmed, I was talking to our guest, talk show host, Doc Holliday from the Big 810 there in Orlando, one of our affiliates, and he was pointing out this is running as a commercial, and I'd found it on the White House website and other areas, but then I confirmed this is being aired on TV in select markets when Obama comes to town, like a presidential announcement, like they're attacking Baghdad or something. Just a new level of criminality, being able to have campaign ads run as PSAs when you're supposed to pay for those. This is unprecedented, and it's hiding in plain view. I've got to play this one more time because it's so outrageous. Can you catch all the points? Reinvoking race, acting like he's a civil rights activist, saying he's going to give you a fair playing field when they do the opposite, giving it to special interest, and we need to use the churches politically to get Obama elected. Here it is.
This month we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. Now, I don't think there's a better time than African American History Month to consider the tremendous progress we've made through the sacrifices of so many. Or a better time to commit to meeting the very real challenges we face right now. Every day, I think of the generations of African-American men and women who overcame slavery and oppression, risked their own safety to cast a ballot, even gave up their lives to help build a country that lived up to its founding principles. Their extraordinary hope, their unwavering determination, changed this country. Their efforts made it possible for somebody like me to be here today. This is another moment when we've got to decide what kind of country we want to be. We can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their fair share, and everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at every level, taking ownership where it matters most. Around the kitchen table, in barbershops and beauty salons, in your faith community, at work, or at school. And of course, in the voting booth this election day. Because we are greater together than we can ever be on our own. Visit AfricanAmericans.BarackObama.com for more information about all the ways you can get involved. From attending HBCU organizing workshops to becoming a congregation captain. And say you're ready to keep making history. Thanks, and see you out there.
Thanks. I mean, this guy reintroduced the funding that Republicans have gotten blocked, something good they did, to finance basically forced abortions in Africa. They tell you, we'll give you some money, but let us sterilize you. Let us abort that baby. And again, you can say, well, there are too many black people. I've actually had liberal black people say, well, there are too many black people. Okay, so it's okay to kill black people, but I'm bad because I'm white. But he can do whatever he wants because he's supposedly black. I mean, it's like that Hollywood actor. What's his name? He's in Pulp Fiction and he's in the new Star Wars movies. I mean, he's a good actor. Samuel Jackson came out a few weeks ago and said, I voted for him because he's black and I'll do it again. I don't care he's black. So, I mean, can somebody kill you because they're black? I mean, could somebody rob you? He works for the same mega banks Mitt Romney does. We're going to go to our guest here in a moment with his Second Amendment rights being taken. See, it's about our basic rights, all of our rights being attacked by the globalists. Not about, well, it's all right if Barack Obama's selling me down the river because he's black and that makes me feel good because I'm black and... This is the form over reality. This is the packaging over what's really inside. And I'm sick of it, and it's a form of bondage. I want to just remind listeners and viewers, we are listener-supported. And when you buy books, DVDs, films, things like that at InfoWars.com, it finances our operation. You can, until this month ends, only a few days left, get all 18 of my films and Burmese's excellent New World Order Defined, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, free with that and bumper stickers and citizen roll books for $99. That would normally be $380 for $99. Over 70% off. That ends at the end of February. It will be gone. The Everything Special Plus is what it's called at InfoWars.com. We have a 15-day free trial still running. Very popular to see the nightly news and download all the films. PrisonPlanet.tv. We also are still running that yearly special, 44% off, but that ends at the end of the month and it will be done. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we also have bumper stickers and other things at cost to help spread the word at InfoWars.com. And we have the very best, super
90 minerals, a ball of vitamins, everything. It's just off the chart. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, available at InfoWars.com or link over to InfoWarsTeam.com. And it's kind of hidden. I'm going to get it more prominent. But when you sign up for auto ship on orders, $56 or more, you get free shipping, which is on average about a 20% discount at InfoWarsTeam.com. And so when you sign up, be sure and sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsTeam.com. And there's just a whole line of great products, the best out there, whey powder, everything. And your purchase supports this transmission, InfoWarsTeam.com. You can also sign up to be a seller or distributor at your business and get discounts there at InfoWarsTeam.com, the wholesale prices. Okay, let's shift gears. Appreciate him joining us. Only got him on for about 10, 15 minutes last week, or I guess still this week, Sunday. I wanted to get him back on. He is the host of the, well, not host, one of the people that's one of the folks that's involved on the extremely popular Nat Geo, National Geographic Channel Preppers, David Sparty. And we're about to go to break here in a few minutes, but just recap what happened to you. Come back and tell the story, and then we'll look at the wider problems this is affecting veterans and others who are just having their Second Amendment taken. Good to have you, David.
How you doing, Alex? Appreciate you having me on. I don't know how much time we have before break, but I'm going to make a long story short. I'm going to try to shorten it up. I went to a cardiologist because he had not given me my test results for over a month. So I made an appointment, went to him. He said nothing wrong with my heart. I described the attack I was having as, you know, I felt like I was suffocating, and said that was the closest I had ever felt like committing suicide. And he said, was I going to commit suicide? I told him plainly, no, I'm not going to commit suicide. I'm not suffocating. I mean, it was a suffocating thing. Couldn't breathe. And he started saying, well, there's all these things we can do. We can do trachs and stick tubes in you. I says, no, I don't want to live like that. He said, well, that sounds suicidal. I says, well, I'm not going to commit suicide. You know, it's against my religion. Of course, he ignored that. And then I went on, and it got into, like, you know, he'd ask me, how would you do it? You know, I said, well, there's 1,001 ways I could do it if I wanted to. But, you know, they ignored if you wanted to.
Sounds like he was watching the top TV show you're on, just looking for trouble. Because everybody, I hear that constantly. I'm not going to have surgery. I don't want to live like that. You know, that's the case. I'll just...
Right. So are we up to break? I hear music.
People get stuff. People say all the time, man, I'm so angry, I could jump off a cliff. And they're like, oh, that's it. You're going to jail. We'll be right back. Stay there. We'll be right back with David Sardi straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting video right now.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting... Whole Foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
We don't need any New World Order brainwashing us, telling us it's bad to want liberty and freedom and private property in the Second Amendment. Because what's happening to David Sardi is happening to hundreds of thousands of veterans with no criminal record. They try to go buy a gun and are told they're mentally ill. It's happening to people that are told, oh, you were in a car wreck. Are you depressed? And they go to the doctor and say, I'm kind of depressed about broken ribs or whatever. And, oh, well, that's it. You're now depressed and suicidal. No Second Amendment ever again. No judge, no jury. There's not even a law. They just do it. And it's all about extrajudicially taking your Second Amendment away. We're going to have Sheriff Mack in studio later, so we'll bring that question up to him as well. But here's a report that dovetails with it. I'll cover later in our interview. Report, more than 100,000 Americans are domestic terror threats. Even the LA Times is saying that. The new threat is people like David Sardi, they say. Basically, anybody that wants to be independent. Okay, David, get back to your story. So you're explaining, no, I don't mean that literally. It's a figure of speech. I'm saying it was like I'm dying. It was horrible. What did he say next?
Well, he said that I needed to go to the emergency room to speak to another doctor. And at that time, I told him, look, I can't afford going to emergency rooms. And besides, I live on a farm. I've got animals to take care of. I've got four little dogs that are in the house. I got to go let them out. He didn't care about none of that. So, he told me to wait in the hallway, and I heard the nurse, calling the sheriff's office. So I said, well, I got to get out of here. So I left and I went straight home. And, no sooner than I got back to the house, I got on my four wheeler and I was fixing to go do feeding, and the sheriff's office shows up. And, they said I had to go. They said I had no choice in the matter. I had to go. And, the one, lieutenant deputy, he said that, if I went, he would wait around and give me a ride back home after they evaluated me. So I said, okay, let's get this over with. So I went down there and sat in the emergency room for an hour goes by. They draw blood. They take blood pressures, all that stuff. Make me sign an agreement saying that, look, I'm not going to commit suicide. Had to write it out. And, the second hour goes by, and finally, I said, they're not letting me out of here. I just quit cooperating. I said, no more blood pressures, no more nothing. You're lying to me. You're keeping me a prisoner here. I'm not going to cooperate. I want an attorney. That's when the female doctor at the hospital threw down her pen and she said, I've had enough of you. And, she had me committed to the mental institution, which is a McFarland hospital in Lebanon, Tennessee. So I went, sheriff had to come back, takes me to the mental thing for observation. They say it's for observation. Well, I get there and basically I'm not cooperating. Every piece of paper, even for my stuff I had to take out of my pockets, I would put on there under duress. I'm signing everything. Every piece of paper with my name on it says, I'm being held against my will. And I spent 2 days there before they even let me speak to an attorney. It was 24 hours before I even spoke to the psychiatrist, and it was another 24 hours before I even got to speak to the attorney. And he told me basically what I was doing, just shut up and don't talk to him. When the judge came in the Friday, which was 2 days after that, they the judge cut me loose, said there was no reason for me to be there. And,
now correct me if I'm wrong, but you're a veteran with no criminal record.
Right.
Why do you think they were doing this to you? Was it jealousy because you're on a big TV show, or was this just standard operating procedure?
Well, I have a hunch it was because they found out I had insurance. And they wanted, most of the people in there didn't get no money from. So, it was that, and I don't really know, because this happened before the, Doomsday Prepper ad aired. Now I do know that PETA had called the sheriff's office on me, or the ASPCA had called them on me for doing live shows like you do, except I was dehorning and tattooing goats and showing how farm life is. Well, they considered that one call they called on me was for goat choking, and then the following week they called the cops out here. Now, this was the Ohio ASPCA. They called Tennessee to my sheriff's office.
Yeah, so they're saying regular farm work that everybody does, that's just standard procedure, they're trying to imply that's illegal.
Yeah, well, they said it was abuse to animals. But I did get something in case any of the ASPCA people are watching right now. I've got something here from Tennessee. It's called a dead animal I'm going to wear on my head in honor of them.
Oh, you're talking about a coonskin cap.
Yeah, the last
you're
honest...
You're evil, sir. No, sir. They're trying to outlaw eating meat.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
There's There's a war going on right now. The six big megabanks owned by a handful of families have built a private global corporate government. They're now announcing the expansion of that private Bank of the World consortium. As they
created the global currency crisis, sold tens upon tens of trillions of dollars to even small nations in fraudulent garbage, and are now holding those countries hostage. Instead of all going to jail like Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay, they are now posing as our saviors with the corporate media that they own, telling us that they're the good guys. They are simultaneously financing the police, the military, and others, training that anyone that talks about a new world order is insane. Anybody that talks about international banker takeovers is insane. It doesn't exist.
As they publicly announce it and set it up, they think the cops are dumb and they say this doesn't exist. Okay, these people that talk about a new world order and how we're going to have troops on the streets and how we're going to be arresting people, they're crazy. That was the propaganda 5 years ago. Now it's all starting and they're like, anyone who doesn't want the military to secretly arrest people and have torture and no Bill of Rights is the bad guys. Remember all the stuff we got demonized for. Go read an ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center report from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It reads like today's newspaper. Everything that they were demonizing people for warning of has now come to pass. So now we're not bad for being against world government. We're bad because we don't accept the world government. And to be specific, before we were bad because New World Order didn't exist. Now we're bad because we don't like the world government. But then they still have the old propaganda of, ha, 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 it doesn't exist, but you're bad because you don't like it. As the UN 3 weeks ago announced world government, world taxes yet again as the solution to all of our problems. So that is just some of the information that we're breaking down here. And there's a fight going on, the fight that I mentioned as we came in from the break. And that fight is between the forces of free humanity and the globalists. And the globalists, through their media systems, through their training systems, are teaching the bureaucracy that real Americans are the bad guys, that real Americans are the problem, that real Americans are violent and are going to have to be dealt with. And in a way, that's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. As the system wages war against the people, more and more of the population of this country are going to stand up and take action. And as we go back to our guest, I wanted to read this to him as he finishes up, basically what's happened to him. Report, more than 100,000 Americans are domestic terrorists. Concerns over martial law in America on par with Islamic extremism. An LA Times report, which characterizes the sovereign citizens movement as a major threat, quote, on a par with Islamic extremism, infers that the more than 100,000 Americans are, quote, domestic terrorists as a result of their affiliation with any type of talk of I'm independent, I'm free from government, you know, what you're doing, government is illegitimate, all your selectively enforced garbage, I'm not listening to it. The article entitled Sovereign Citizen Movement Now on FBI's Radar frames with the belief that the U.S. is increasingly under martial law, which they admit they're, that's what federal takeover is, along with some gold standard. Oh, that's evil to want constitutional money. And political views indicative of violent extremism. The report quotes Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center, who in one fell swoop demonizes more than 100,000 Americans as domestic terrorists. And he goes on. I'm going to cover this more with our next guest that's coming up in about 23 minutes or so. That, of course, is Sheriff Mack, who's being demonized for daring to say, sheriffs, follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But here is our guest, David Sardi, who's a victim of all this demonization and medical mafia right now to talk about it. Please continue with your case and what you think of what I just covered, sir.
Oh, yeah. We may disagree on many things, but we have a viral government right now that is totally out of control. I think we can both agree on that one. They're saying that we, the people, are now the terrorists.
Go back and finish your story.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, but expand on that, but then I forgot that, no, expand on that, but then I forgot, because we went to break as you were bringing up the whole, getting the visit from the people that say eating meat is criminal.
Well, anyway, that's through the sheriff's office, so the sheriff's office may have had something against me anyway, because I'm not one to really shut up. That's one of the few things I feel, I put it out there in my videos. As part of being a prepper, you have to be able to prepare your own food. And unfortunately, unless you're just total vegetarian, death is part of your you're going to have to kill something and eat it. But anyway, so I got thrown out of there, and then, the psychiatrist in the mental institution, when I was in there for observation, even wrote me up as being delusional for saying that I knew my state senator. I mean, he never called her my state senator to check and see if I really knew her, but and then I did fax her the letter where he wrote me being delusional for knowing her, and she's probably got that hanging on her wall right now, because I'm nuts for being active and politically.
Well, listen, you know, statistically, the highest level of suicide and mental illness, this is a mainline statistic, are psychologists and psychiatrists. There are some good ones, but by and large, I mean, these are people that get into this because they got screws loose, and a lot of them are on power trips. And they've put out in the big DSR report of the hundreds of things they say are mental illness, not trusting government is mental illness. So Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, not trusting known liars. So 91% of the American people are mentally ill because they don't trust Congress and hate Congress in national polls. But yeah, no, I've seen that, and I've seen cases of where they just say everything is insane, and it's all like this little joke, like, you're now mentally ill because we say so, or you're a terrorist because the government-funded traitorous Southern Poverty Law Center says you're bad. And the Southern Poverty Law Center says Sheriff Mack says kill cops, when he never said anything even near it, and he's suing them over that. But they said so. So if they say the moon's made of cheese, I mean, Potok said so. And I mean, Potok is a simpering guy with a simpering voice. And when you simper, that means it's true. I mean, look, they set themselves up as the authorities. And then the corporate whore media says, this is the authority. And we're all supposed to just, we bow down. You say families are bad? We'll get rid of those. You say the Second Amendment's bad? We'll get rid of that. You say it's the law to take vaccines even though it's not? We'll do what you say. And we're not going to question you, because questioning known liars, critical thinking, is conspiracy theory. Please continue.
All right. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that I ran across at least two doctors with God complexes during this this whole thing. So, now here's the whole rub of the whole situation. Put it down. When I was taken out, when the judge said I was fine, there's nothing wrong with me. I was what do you call released. The state of Tennessee still keeps me on their computer as a mental defective, just for having been submitted to it. And the state of Tennessee has no supposed legal mechanism to have that removed from their system. So when it goes into the computer in the state of Tennessee, it also goes to the FBI and everything. I can't go work, do volunteer work.
No, it's like that all over the country. And as you said, this is, I want you to continue, but I want people to really hear what you just said. Now, for no reason, they put people into mental evaluation. If you get arrested for not paying tickets or whatever and complain and get angry, they will say, you're going into mental evaluation. And now they put you in a file, no judge, no jury, no conviction, and now you can't own guns. This is how they're going to try to get our Second Amendment. Continue breaking this down for people. The judge said, there's nothing wrong with this guy, releasing. They don't care, though. You're not going to get a gun because they're God.
Right. Well, it's not only guns. I mean, I drove a truck for 20 years, and every trucking company runs background checks on you. What company, they're going to say, mental defective. Well, they're not going to hire me. If I get surgery and could get my physical stuff, that would have stopped me from going back to work. I couldn't do volunteer work with the schools anymore. All because some cardiologist decided that my ideas didn't meet his ideas. That's
well, they're the high priest of control.
And this has happened since I did your last show. I've got several emails from people that have been put through the same thing. One woman, because she divorced her husband, he was a state trooper, he put her in, and now she's lost all her rights because she had to go for evaluation. It's not just me, but seeing as I got the biggest mouth of everybody, I figured it was a good time to fight this and try to get something overturned. I mean, I've got a lot of emails from people saying, well, you're just your own worst enemy because you're running your mouth. I said, well, somebody has to run their mouth. If George Washington would have run and tucked tail, we would not, none of us would be here. Somebody has to stand up.
Well, but he was a mentally ill. Hold on. He didn't like the government. That's mentally ill. You've got to get with the times. Joe Stalin, good. Communist thugs, control, tyranny, good. George Washington, evil. But you just hit the nail on the head right there. People send me emails and say, oh, you need to quit complaining. That's what freedom's all about, is being involved and having an opinion and being engaged and demanding your rights. I mean, these sheep out there really get off on the system abusing them. They love it.
That's why if anybody's also interested, that one of the last few, well, I wouldn't say the last, but one of the few honest politicians to ever come out of the state of Tennessee was Davy Crockett, which is also a reason that I chose this hat as a symbol of Tennessee freedom. Anybody doesn't believe, just read Davy Crockett was a guy that lived in the woods, had no formal education, and he went to Washington and actually stood up to Andrew Jackson. I mean, just because Andrew Jackson was from Tennessee, you know, Crockett just said, well, this is wrong, that's right. Simple right and wrong decisions, it's, how would you say, common sense? I mean, that's all, that's what's lacking.
Yeah, well, they call that Al-Qaeda.
Well, in
Davy Crockett, all that, that's Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, well, this is the, I guess this would be the American Al-Qaeda hat then. Now I wouldn't,
that's
I wouldn't
it,
go
American
that far.
Al-Qaeda. Which they're now hyping, and again, you keep saying hat. A fraction of our audience is watching at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Most of them are radio listeners, but you're wearing a coonskin, evil, wicked, right-wing extremist, festoonable.
Yeah, because, you know, it's real fur. It's a real animal. An animal gave its life to make my headgear. And, you know, a lot of people don't think about that when they put their shoes on. Or when they go to McDonald's and get those chicken nuggets, no animals were harmed in the making of those chicken
nuggets. Oh, no, I've
had
people get in. We bought my son a few years ago a coonskin cap, a real one. And we've even had a few comments of like, oh, my gosh, an animal was killed for that. And I'm like, do you eat meat? Well, yeah. See, it's this disconnected from reality. I was walking on the beach today, and, I mean, every 500 yards we might have seen a little dead jellyfish. And we were walking by these women, and we had our French bulldog. We were walking with the children, and the woman comes over and goes, oh, what a nice dog, and then has this look, and I thought, oh, here it comes. I'm going to get bossed and henpecked somehow, because it's like all the time now. And she goes, you shouldn't be out here. There's jellyfish. And was like looking at me like I was wrong and like had some mentally ill look on her face. And these are the people that serve the system. They're like these incredible cowards. They hate men, and they want you to know, I'm going to use the system on you, and I'm going to use safety as a way to one-up you morally and at least – like, act like you're warning me. At first, it was like, watch out for jellyfish. And I looked at her and smiled, and I said, I know it's coming, because this happened before. And mm-hmm. She goes, should they be out here? There's jellyfish. And like, gave me this guilt look like, you bad. I just looked at her very sadly. But it's worse than that. I've been on the Texas beaches, and there's no riptide. There's like a, you know, 1 foot waves coming in. My kids are digging in the edge of the sand, not even in 3 inches of water where waves are coming in. And one time it happened like 10 times in one day. Men, women would walk by and say, they shouldn't be close to the water. They should be wearing, what do you call them? Life jackets. And I would look at them. And last time this happened, my kids were like 5 and 7 and great swimmers. But, you know, the Texas coast, it goes out for like 6 inches deep there in Port Aransas for like 50 yards. And they're on the edge with little waves coming up that are like half an inch deep. and they're digging holes in the sand. And I look at these people like they're crazy. They are. They really believe Al-Qaeda is going to get them when you got a better chance of a deer jumping out in front of your car and killing you, or champagne cork popping wrong and killing you, literally. And they live in this false world where the other humans are bad. They're going to henpeck you. They're going to say you're doing something wrong. And it's usually, I got to say it, what you call liberals, so-called liberals. They're not really liberals. They're like state worshipers. And they want to henpeck you.
It's like a deal of like wanting to prey on the kids, wanting to say the family's bad, wanting to attack the family, wanting to say you're not a good parent. My wife probably now 10 times or more has been in Whole Foods getting organic food or trying to, and had trendies come over and say, why do you have three children? That's bad for the earth. Like, and then she's supposed to apologize. She just says, what are you talking about, brainwashed? But I mean, this is what we've turned into. Total nation of ninny chicken necks. America is now land of the sycophantic, mentally ill, totally screwed up drug heads on Prozac and Ritalin, visiting totally screwed up shrinks who are waging war against reality. Now, it's a dichotomy. There's those people and then good Americans who want basic liberty and freedom and can skin a buck and run a trot line and who actually work for a living. But I'm sorry, I'm ranting. What do you think about what I just said?
Well, you're right on the button. Can you still hear me? My audio has changed.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we call them safety Sallys. I mean, there's a bunch of little, I don't know who they are. I was fixing to say little old women that sit around.
Oh, wait. You've got terms for them.
Yeah.
Start over. You've got terms for them. Safety Sallys.
Yeah. They sit around, they're like, they sit in their armchair and they sit there and think of ways that you should be doing stuff. You gotta do it this way. It's just like when I'm showing a gun online here, did you safety check that? It's like, look, there's a camera. The bullet can't go through that camera and get you. Don't you worry about it. I feel safe with it because I know what I'm doing. I've been messing with these things since I was 8 years old. You know, don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm showing, anyway, it's little things like that. People, I think they just sit around and watch soap operas all day long and got nothing better to do than think of some ways that they can tell somebody else how to mind their own business. You know, that's another way to get out of control government.
These are armchair Sallys.
Mm-hmm. Armchair
exactly.
Elitist.
This is the nanny state. Well, I've told the story of I had a dog, a lab, he's dead now, he lived about 14, named Helmet, and he climbed out of the fence one time and got hit, and so his leg was paralyzed, they wanted to chop it off. I said no, most of the feeling came back, but he'd have to swing it to walk, and I'd get henpecked so bad that I had to give him away to folks that had property just so I wouldn't get henpecked so hard. I mean, I got henpecked so hard that I was beating his arm and left stickers in it when I went out that I had to give the dog to my parents that had property because the hens hit me and hit me hard.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working with Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
You know, I just saw an article like a week and a half ago that one of the people that's on the Doomsday Preppers that I hear all this hype about, it had his gun taken extrajudicially, so I got him on, and every point he brings up, I start chomping at the bit, because all the points he's making, I can finish the sentence, he can finish my sentence. We've just got him for 5 more minutes, and then a break, and then 5 more minutes, and then Sheriff Mack at the 8 after segment's going to be in studio with us, but wow, I didn't know they had a name for it. I'm declaring war on safety Sallies, because they're, and it's men and women, they are always in your face. They always mess with you. They always make stuff up. They never know what they're talking about. And you're just sitting there on the side of the beach, and there's little tiny waves. Your kids are sitting there digging the sand. They're like, that's dangerous water. That's dangerous water. And you're looking at them going, what? These are the people, if you have a gun in the rack of your truck, even in rural areas now, people can't do that because they call the cops, and the cops respond. Somebody puts a gun in the back of their car to go to the shooting range. Cops get called, even in rural areas. I saw a gun. There's a safety Sally driving through your country area. And the cops respond to the safety Sallies. The safety Sallies think it's illegal. I've seen cases where people are branding cows at a feedlot, and people are driving by and see it and call the police. And the police show up. I've seen cases, famous cases, where somebody's got a rat in their backyard, even in rural areas, in their gardens, they put a rat trap out. And then the government comes and charges them with animal cruelty. And you're like, that's not serious. Yeah, it is. All over the U.S. now, they're announcing. Started in Chicago last year. You can't pack your own child's lunch because the school says you can't be trusted. It's really about them making you buy their GMO food. In closing, in this little segment, the next, where is your case going? Give us your YouTube channel, other tidbits you'd like to point out. But we've got to, that's what the New World Order is a bunch of criminal social engineers with an army of control freak safety Sallies, armchair safety Sallies, who are all dumber than a box of rocks and have the same little gibbering power trip eyes, and they want to henpeck you and henpeck you hard.
Okay. I have gathered an attorney for my personal stuff and maybe another attorney for the civil stuff. I appreciate the donations I've got, but I know it looks like a lot, but when you consider attorneys these days are like $300 to $400 an hour, it's not that much. So on my YouTube channel, I do have a donate link. Anything extra will go to helping fight this for everybody. This is one law that I would love to
use. You know what you need donated? Yeah. What you need donated is expertise. There are so many lawyers. There are so many Second Amendment lawyers. There are so many people that can file the paperwork for the filing fee. Now, you have gone to the NRA and others. Have they helped you or not?
The NRA said there was a fund that if my attorney won, they could get out of. I've got attorneys that are doing for the filing fee right now, but we don't know how much things are going to go. It's like just the filing fee is $100. So there went $100 worth of donation money right there. But, like I say, I do a daily prepper report, which what I do is basically watch all the news and say, well, okay, things don't look like they're going to go too bad tomorrow. My YouTube channel is DSardy1. It's my first initial, last name, and the number one. Anyway, you know what? You were just covering my favorite one is when we were children, we could ride in the back of a pickup truck in the country, and now that's gone because of the safety sallies. That's why, you know, what happened to our freedom? What happened to it? It was like,
meanwhile, the safety sallies, though, meanwhile, they want to make you take deadly vaccines and eat GMO, though.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, the control freaks are destroying every basic liberty in the name of safety, like the state police. We're public safety. And then, oh, safety. There's no Bill of Rights or Constitution or private property rights or free choice if it's safety. Meanwhile, they push an entire agenda that is completely unsafe. We're talking to David Sardi, one of the folks that's on the show or been on the show. Preppers, doomsday preppers. The truth is the doomsday situation is nuclear war. It's solar flare, things like that. We should always be prepared. That's just common sense. The government's prepared, but says that we're kooky to be prepared. And I think we're going to be here after 2012. I think everything's going to be all right if the globalists don't cause a problem. Governments, democide, number one cause of death in the 20th century was government, 260 plus million people. David, what's your view on crises or doomsday scenarios? Why are you prepping?
Well, it goes back to a long time ago. I mean, even when I was younger, I was in the Boy Scouts, you always prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Now, I consider a worst-case scenario would be an EMP because everything runs on electronics. The trucks are computerized. And I consider that worst-case scenario for us. So I try to lean my stuff toward that. So if I'm prepared for that, that means ice storms and other little, if the Madrid fault goes, I mean, if any of that stuff happens, all the stuff I've prepared for EMP will work just as well for the other. If you're, the big thing you have to know is your location. And if you live on the coast of Florida and you're only 2 or 3 foot above sea level, you need to have a bug out plan. Okay. If you live next to a volcano, you need to have a bug out plan. A lot of it is knowing the dangers in the area where you are located. So that's my advice. I agree with you. And the reason
the system hates this, I want to get your take on this, is because any time we start thinking for ourselves and being wily, that's called not being domesticated. They want us just these mindless, domesticated creatures who don't think about threats, because we'll recognize the government's a big threat as well. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, on my daily prepper report, that the highest rated threat to the American people today is the government. It's the viral government. It's like a parasite that's going to consume the host. And that's the biggest threat to our economy and everything today in the whole world, is this viral government, completely out of control growth of the government. And it's not just the federal government. While this dog and pony show for president's going on, most people in the country are ignoring their state and local governments. You got to watch it, because the schools are out of control with their spending. I tried to give my school some ink pens, boxes of pens. Once they had to look at it and make sure it didn't have any writing on it. What the difference does it make? I got it out of a landfill. They were throwing this stuff away. Give it to the schools. They couldn't take it because it had advertisement on the pencils. You know, it's stupid stuff like this where we got this viral government going out of control, and the rules and regulations. They're passing bills that the common person can't even read anymore. I mean, they're like, what, 10-pound documents for a bill on how to build a railroad crossing or something? That's just stupid. I mean, we've got, I don't know, it's just out of control.
We've got a giant group of bureaucrats who want to just create more and more to make their name, and it just never ends. They've always got new excuses, and they call us extremists because we don't want to be their slaves. And you're right, I saw a big poll out. The American people see the government as the biggest threat, more than, quote, Al-Qaeda. The people are waking up. David Sardi, thanks for joining us. Try to shed some more light on your case, because it's happening to hundreds of thousands of others. We'll be back with Sheriff Richard Mack straight ahead.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements, as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
When you're out on the road, The last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number three. We've had a jam-packed transmission so far today, obviously. I want to go into a host of issues with Sheriff Richard Mack today. He had one of the most important landmark Second Amendment cases back in the mid-1990s. It was also a Tenth Amendment states' rights case, and the Supreme Court ruled the federal government could not have the waiting period to buy firearms, that it was a restriction on the Second Amendment. Then they just brought in the instant check, which became basically an instant ban. But in that ruling, it clearly states what we already knew. The feds are out of their jurisdiction when it comes to the Second Amendment trying to restrict law-abiding citizens. Now, since then, Sheriff Mack has worked to get sheriffs informed about their duty in the Bill of Rights Constitution. In the old days, when the feds tried to come to your office or business, they brought the police with them. In fact, still in Austin, when I've had the FBI visit before, because they had a subpoena, some idiot was threatening people on the message board or whatever, and they wanted to find the IP address, they had local police with them. ATF once showed up, had local police with them. More and more, they don't have local police. So the entire jurisdiction is being erased, and the feds are now involved in everything they weren't involved in just 20 years ago. The TSA isn't even sworn peace officers, and they're doing things the FBI won't do, going in your pants. The government just created a new agency because they couldn't get the FBI to do things like that. They just hire a bunch of brown shirts that don't know any better. This is a power grab. And now, from Dallas to Boston, there's TSA on the ground coming up and grabbing you and your family. You thought you would just not fly? They're coming after everybody. It's a Tenth Amendment power grab. It's a Fourth Amendment power grab. And so he had a big event, and over 100 sheriffs showed up, and he wants to start having more of them just to read from the Bill of Rights Constitution, to talk about his book, The Sheriff, America's Last Hope, Ultimate Enforcers of the Constitution, Protectors Against Government Tyranny, America's Last Hope, Brave Oath Keepers, that's the Denver Post. Emerging movement encourages sheriffs to act as shields against federal tyranny. The 100 or so sheriffs gathered in Las Vegas Hotel Ballroom 2 weeks ago learned that some weighty titles have been attached to their stars they wear on their chest. So it's a condescending thing. Now, you know, making fun of pointing out that sheriffs are the elected people, protectors, that they are the folks that are there to call out the citizens for aid if needed. This is constitutional government, but they make a big joke out of it because the feds are trying to have the states through the cities absorb the counties, which is completely backwards. Ultimate Enforcers of the Constitution, Protectors Against Government Tyranny, America's Last Hope, Brave Oath Keepers, and the sheriffs, including eight from Colorado, learned that they needed to protect their citizenry from much more than local lawbreakers. In today's world, public enemy number one just might be the federal government. You mean the folks shipping guns into Mexico and blaming the Second Amendment, or caught shipping drugs in? You mean the ones that released in Texas alone? Houston Chronicle reported in 1 year over 200,000 violent felon illegals. They release them and don't even deport them. Yeah, I think the federal government's been taken over and is enemy number one because it's not our government anymore. In today's world, public enemy number one might be the federal government or the out-of-control federal bureaucracy, as organizers of the convention like to refer to it. The person who will stand tall against federal tyranny, even if it means armed resistance, according to the organizers, is the county sheriff. They are so afraid of that, ladies and gentlemen. The whole Warner Defense Authorization Act is about, if you take your state back, it says have federal troops come in over the state. This is, Texas tried to pass a law saying TSA has to follow the law, can't touch your genitals. And the Fed said, we'll have a blockade of air travel. We'll block physically a blockade, an act of war. That was on the news last year. And it goes on. Total demonization, total panicking of Sheriff Mack that organized it. They hate Mack because he's a go-getter, one at the Supreme Court. He's a good guy. He never talks about violence. That's why he's having to sue the Southern Poverty Slime Center. I want to talk about that with him today, because they said he calls for killing cops. And he said, show me for a year where I said that. They said, okay, we'll do a little retraction. Didn't really do it. So he's suing them now. They think they can just do whatever they want, okay, because they represent the foreign banks taking over this country. Sheriff Mack joins us to talk about this and more today from the InfoWars.com studios. And Sheriff, it is good to have you here with us. Give us a report on your event, the meeting, the demonization. And then we'll get into the NDAA, everything we warned about now manifesting, which gives us more credibility than ever. They're so scared of sheriffs rediscovering their duty as elected representatives of the people. How dare someone at a county level actually follow their oath? This is horrible what you're doing.
Well, Alex, thanks. Sorry I'm not in Orlando with you. I'd love to be there with you. The convention for the constitutional sheriffs was absolutely successful. It was absolutely a miracle. All the volunteers felt it. Alex, I'm telling you, this is the good news of what you and I have been working on for decades. This was really a powerful, patriotic, freedom-enhancing convention. It was, again, as you mentioned, my message has been one of peace, solutions, and that, just like you mentioned about my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, this is a way for us to provide, and this is a theme, of course, for all police and sheriffs nationwide, to serve and protect. That's all we're talking about. We simply want our nation's police officers, and of course the sheriffs, who are the only elected police officer in the country, to keep their oath. And if government comes in, and as you've mentioned on InfoWars on your website, when they declare war on Amish farmers who deal in raw milk, and now they want to put these good, honest Americans in prison and jail and destroy their land and farms, who is it that will...
3 years in prison they're facing. That's in the news today. 3 years in prison now for the Amish, yeah.
Yeah, and these people have never hurt anybody, and I've been helping Vernon Hirschberger in Wisconsin, who deals in raw milk, and I was on his farm, and I ate a complete farm organic meal with him and his kids, and I drank raw milk in public, and also at our convention with the sheriffs at lunchtime, I had Max Kane bring in some raw milk, and I drank raw milk in front of all the sheriffs, so they could see how stupid this is and how silly. And the comparison that I make there with the raw milk is I compare it to Rosa Parks. And our government just brags now that we don't arrest people anymore for failing to get to the back of the bus. Well, that's a flat out lie. All we have done is switch it to other people. And isn't it absolutely hypocritical and so stupid that we claim that we don't arrest people for failing to give their seat to a white man, but we will arrest you and put you in jail for 3 years, as you mentioned, for not pasteurizing your milk? And that's how stupid our government has gotten, and that's why I have worked so hard with the sheriff so that they know and understand that they are the ultimate line in the sand. They are the ultimate defense for the people in this country. And there should not be one Amish farmer or any atheist farmer, for that matter. I don't care what religion they are. Not go to jail because they deal in raw milk or they don't pasteurize their milk. How absurd can we get? And I even have a compromise that would even allow government to get involved in this issue that the Amish farmers and other farmers are not against. Just simply put a sign in front of the farm stating the same thing that cigarettes say. Warning, this product might be dangerous to your health. What's wrong with that? We put it on the cigarettes, which we know are going to kill people.
Well, let me stop you right there. Go ahead. Yeah, Sheriff, let me stop you right there. We had a big statistics study article that Natural News did just 2 days ago that Mike Adams put out in the Drudge Report link to. And I'm going from memory, but it's regular milk, pasteurized, boiled.
Yeah.
It's not even real milk.
Burned.
Has 150 times the 150 times the manure, blood, pus. The big industry wants to cook it so they can give you crud. Raw milk has to be clean and pure. I mean, it's incredible, but shifting gears. This is the key to all this. The reason they're so scared of you is they mention here in the Denver Post that when the EPA, when the new regulations, when the bureaucrats try to go on people's property, you know, they're telling sheriffs, you know, don't let them. Well, you're saying make all these new agencies follow the Constitution, be in control of your county, make them check in with you.
Right.
This gets in the way of Agenda 21 and their plan to come in with the hordes of bureaucrats and eat out our substance. You're trying to reawaken America. You're trying to do something as American as apple pie.
Right.
And this is like holy water to vampires.
Well, that's a good way to put it. That's almost as good as Safety Sally. Quite frankly, Alex, you're absolutely correct. We did have a good presentation about Agenda 21 at our event, but we took it step by step. It was a clock, it was a block on block approach, okay, block building. We started with all the abuses going on in about a 15-minute video. Then Michael Badnarik came in and spoke an hour about the Bill of Rights. I reviewed my case that you already talked about, that this addressed jurisdiction. And that my case proved that the federal government does not have jurisdiction in our counties and that local officials are the ones in charge. And then right after that, we went on break. And I have to tell you, a sheriff from Texas came up to me and he said, you know, Sheriff Mack, I got to tell you, I was really wondering about coming to this convention. And then he put his hands up to his face like this and he said, you got me. And you see, Alex, that was the feeling in the room the whole time. The founding fathers were walking around in that room. It just felt like something so historic, so powerful, so patriotic, so foundational and fundamental, so constitutional. The sheriffs that were there loved it. They were engaged and they were dedicated to this cause.
Amazing. You were feeling the tide turning. When we come back,
yeah.
I want you to go over the abuses. Go over the solutions. In fact, I'm going to try to just sit back and give you the floor to break down what you did there to give us a flavor of that and how this is a key chink in the globalist armor. This is the tide turning. That's the feeling. It's electricity.
A little over a year ago,
it's destiny.
I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. Simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north for Russia's own. North to Alaska. Go north for Russia's own.
All right. This is very elementary. This is a short segment, long 18-minute segment coming up, and then a 5-minute segment with Sheriff Richard Mack in studio. With us, and he's offered to co-host sometime or fill in for me, so look for him in the chair there that Mike Adams and others have filled so amply. Sheriff, in this short segment, I just want to introduce it with this point, and I'm going to turn over much of this hour to you. It's very elementary. The globalists know there's money and power in taking over government and taxing and controlling people. That's the history of the world. America's founded on not trusting the government, keeping it small. That's what made us great. Here you come and I come and others and Ron Paul with basic common sense, and the bad guys run around calling themselves the arbiters, brainwashing police, brainwashing military. They don't like it that a well-spoken guy who's been successful like you at the Supreme Court, who's credible, comes up with real information, and that now they've gotten into government and have illegitimately used it to take power. You're going back to the original Constitution and key positions like sheriff.
Right.
And to a certain extent, police chief as well, but nothing like sheriff. It's elected.
Right.
Again, elected, key word, the people, and saying checkmate to the power grab. And they don't like this idea of conservatives, constitutionalists, running for sheriff, converting sheriff. So we left off with the electricity in the room,
right.
Sheriffs coming up that went there because their constituents asked them to go, saying, I came with an open mind, but I'm sold now just on the common sense. Go ahead.
Well, and that happened throughout the day, Alex, and I really wished you could have been there. Everybody that donated, we would have loved to have had them there, and it was so powerful. And we had comments like this from sheriffs all day long, and another sheriff from Oregon after the lunch break came up and said, boy, some of the sheriffs in Oregon told me not to come to this because it was too radical. There's nothing radical about this. It's just the Constitution. And again, another testimonial about what we were really doing there. And then right after the break, we had Joe Bannister speak. And of course, you know what he speaks about, the IRS and the subversive subterfuge of the IRS. And then we had your friend and mine, Larry Pratt. And he spoke about the Second Amendment. And of course, the attacks of our own government towards the Second Amendment, our right to keep and bear arms. And of course, he talked about Fast and Furious, and you just spoke about this as well, and that the intent of the Fast and Furious project was a backdoor approach to create more gun control in this country and blame Arizona gun shows and gun shops on the infiltration of firearms to Mexican cartels. In actuality, this was the BATF, and this was a murder and one of the biggest conspiracies in the history of our country, and probably the most horrific conspiracy by our own government since the assassination of JFK. And so now we're looking at all of these issues as we present the truth to all these sheriffs. And in the afternoon, what did we do? We had sheriffs speaking, current employed constitutional sheriffs. And I have to tell you, Sheriff Brad Rogers from Indiana, who actually stood against the FDA going after one of the Amish farmers in his county. And the remarkable thing about this incident with David Hostetler, the Amish farmer, was that he had already passed every inspection the FDA threw at him. His place was just fine. It was all up to code. It was very clean, no problems. And they still kept after him. And they, in fact, had him going before a grand jury in Detroit. And finally, Hostetler called his... He called his sheriff and said, I'm actually getting tired of this now. I've done everything they asked me to do. I've let them on my property, even though they had no probable cause or warrants. He says, I don't want them here anymore. So what did Brad Rogers do? He told the FDA, don't come back. They tried to come back, and he said, look, I told you, don't come back. If you try to come on this man's property again, I'm going to charge you with trespassing unless you have a warrant signed by a judge or probable cause. Guess who won? Sheriff Brad Rogers. And so this was we had Brad Rogers tell his story and what he's doing to be a constitutional sheriff in Indiana. And I have to tell you, we had about 8 sheriffs, maybe 9 from Northern California attend this event. I mean, we had more sheriffs from California than we did Montana or Idaho or Nevada or Arizona or New Mexico. We have sheriffs standing in California now because they've seen just what you were alluding to earlier, the abuses of government coming after people. They're trying to destroy families and farms in Siskiyou County, California. I would have to say one of the biggest home runs hit in the afternoon session was by Sheriff John Lopey. He was absolutely amazing.
Stay there. Stay there. I want to hear about that sheriff when we come back. This is such good news. This is why the globalists are so afraid. They do not want us to make the sheriffs and police and others our friends and to realize they are Americans like us. We've got to stick together. And the Bill of Rights and Constitution is all of our shields. And they're so scared that we're starting to exercise our constitutional authority.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months.
simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grime.
I live back in the woods, you see.
The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you...
And that's why they don't like you. They want you in their big mega cities where they can totally control you. Sheriff Richard Mack is our guest. And we're covering a host of issues, but this is victory. This is the smell, the taste, the look of it. People that supported Sheriff Mack and helped finance getting over 100 sheriffs to that event, yeah, so that they could hear the truth and the fact that they're going to have more events, the fact that it was a success. This is something that spells the end of the New World Order if it catches on. And that's why the mainstream corporate trader media is so angry and so scared of this. We the people aren't supposed to talk to our elected representatives. We're not supposed to have them carry out the law and Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're just supposed to let the Fed set up threat fusion centers and get rid of any jurisdiction. No, we're here to enforce the law, and it scares the system to death.
Yeah.
That when you've got the EPA harassing Amish while our borders are wide open, and the Amish are nice and say, come on to our property, over and over again, and the government treats them like trash. I mean, I've seen reports where people pick their own potatoes and the feds learn they're eating them and show up, make them throw them away. I mean, folks, it's getting crazy because it's meant to be crazy. Yeah. Stalin didn't let people grow their own food. Mao, that's when they killed 60 plus million people, wouldn't let all the farmers have their own farms anymore. They want big mega farms they can control. Food is a weapon. Agenda 21 is this globalist, corporate fascist on top, but a communist system for us. It's here. You didn't think you'd have government health care? It's here. You didn't think they'd do all the things they've done? It's here. NDAA saying they'll use the military on the people. Military drones being used against farmers and ranchers? It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here. We have criminals in the federal government. And the shield is enforcing the Constitution against them. But they're like, don't be radical. Don't enforce the Constitution on us. Now, go through some more of the sheriffs and what they're doing, the actual current serving sheriffs that were there who spoke. You had over 100, you know, active sheriffs, you know, current sheriffs there. But some of the folks that spoke, you got up to one who's really having victories against tyranny. And your example of standing up for the feds is now spreading like wildfire. And we're rediscovering good old-fashioned American law and common sense, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, it is, Alex, and thanks. And you pegged it right on the nose. This was the good news. This is really good news. And this is sheriffs simply standing all across the country. So the other good news that you already know also is that I'm running for United States Congress here in Texas. And so if anybody would like to get on board with any of this, you can still get involved with the Sheriff Project. Go to countysheriffproject.org because we are planning our next event. You pegged that also, Alex. We are planning another one, and we're trying to go east with this because they're really trying to destroy the office of sheriff in the east, in particular Delaware. They've already voted the sheriff out 10 years ago in Connecticut. There's no more sheriffs in Connecticut. Now they're trying to do the same in Delaware and Massachusetts and Maryland, Rhode Island, and now Pennsylvania, it's starting to happen there. Why is it that there's such an attack on the office of sheriff, but they're not going after the chiefs of police? They're not going after the state police. They're not going after the highway patrol. They're going after the office of sheriff, which has been in existence for over 1,000 years. Why now? Why this movement to attack the power and authority of the sheriff, or to destroy the office altogether? We know what the answer is. They're afraid of the sheriffs. And when sheriffs wake up and know what their real duty is to protect people from tyrannical government, there's the solution. And Alex, I have to tell you, also in the afternoon session, we had another huge solution. It was County Commissioner Peggy Littleton. And you and your audience can see these videos at countysheriffproject.org. And there's also a YouTube channel. I think it's youtube.com/.
And by the way, that's a great idea. Go to the website, get the YouTubes that are posted, and send them to your sheriff and send them over and over again. Exactly. Because even if they can't go to these events, the media can be seen by every sheriff in the country. And that's a mission. In fact, I'm going to ask Kurt Nemo to do a write-up today or tomorrow on this interview, posting this. Right. And then under it, links and some of those videos, you know, Operation, you know, Warn the Sheriff. Because as you said, it's over a 1,000-year-old institution, and they wouldn't be attacking it like they're attacking the Constitution. Look at the New York Times, CNN, Time Magazine, all saying, get rid of the Constitution. Get rid of the sheriff. They want those last links, because they know any time we can wake up and say, we have the authority. You foreign UN-run banks, you just can't come in here and take over. You're a bunch of criminals. Right. And we need to get aggressive and call them out. In fact, did you tell the story, though, of the sheriff as we went to break that, I mean, some more of those stories you were going to tell about some of the other sheriffs that spoke?
Well, the one I really liked, too, was Peggy Littleton, the county commissioner, standing up with her sheriff. So they both did a presentation together. And, Alex, this is going to knock you back out of your chair, so hold on. This was a county commissioner standing with her sheriff, county sheriff, telling how they've been working on nullifying the NDAA. They've actually worked on that together. Now, let me tell you, in my book, it actually gives this, in The Magic of Gun Control, my new book, it actually gives this as an equation in the book. A constitutional county commissioner plus a constitutional county sheriff equals American liberty. You put those two together, working hand in hand like Peggy Littleton and Sheriff Makita are. They got up and did their presentation. Again, you can see this on my website, and at the same time, help donate for our next convention that we're going to have hopefully out near Delaware, so that we can make the East understand and the people out there understand the threat that's happening from our own government and from their own governments towards the office of the sheriff, and how badly you have got to get involved in protecting the office of sheriff. So you can donate at County Sheriff Project, countysheriffproject.org, and you can also get these videos. And then I'm going to be marketing very soon now an hour highlight of this entire convention. And this convention lasted all day long. It started at 8:30 in the morning and went to 9:30 at night. These sheriffs really dedicated themselves to it. We actually took a group photo, and that's out there as well. We had these sheriffs standing together, taking this picture proudly in uniform. We are the sheriff. Yeah. We are the constitutional sheriff standing together, united.
And well, the system is doing, it's wonderful. The system is doing everything they can to keep we the people from engaging with our elected representatives that we've elected. And I mean, I was just looking at an example of when you were supposed to speak in the past. At different sheriff's associations. You've spoken at many. Mm-hmm. The Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and others run in there as the little gatekeepers, in the case of ADL working for a foreign government publicly, and say that do not have Sheriff Mack. He's a terrible person who was praised by Justice Scalia and won this big case and has been all over national television. You know, don't you dare have him come speak. I saw a case a few years ago. Mississippi Sheriff's Association canceled Sheriff Mack's speech. People can also also contact the different sheriff's associations and tell them, have Sheriff Matt come speak. Because, you know, you wear a suit and a tie. You're well-spoken. You're a genteel, handsome fellow. You have the Constitution on your side. They hate that image, and it scares them. Here's a real American. Here's a real sheriff. Here's a real constitutionalist. Here's a guy with a great record, never even had to pull his firearm out in violence. Let's lie about him and say he wants to kill cops. And I know you're suing him now. It's time to turn the tide and say, listen, you foreign intelligence operations. Listen, you globalist operations. Southern Poverty Law Center, why'd you have people inside Elohim City? Why'd that come out in different lawsuits and documents that have been released? Let's get on the offensive with these rats like you're doing. So let's speak about the Southern Slime Center and what they did to you and what they've done to, well, they've done stuff to me as well.
Sure.
A very dangerous organization linked up with George Soros, of course, and Media Matters and the Obama administration. Obama now telling preachers, get people to vote for me, turn your churches into campaign operations. I played that clip last hour. This is while they tell other churches that are libertarian or constitutional or conservative, you'll be arrested if you talk about politics, when churches can talk about politics. You just can't have the president turning it into an official campaign office. I mean, that's incredible. They're saying you don't have speech, but we're going to take them over for Obama. I mean, they are the enemies of America. There's no debating it anymore, folks. Everything we talked about 20 years ago is coming true. Everything Mac talked about 20 years ago is coming true. We deserve a pat on the back, and we're getting that. And the system's scared. So let's get into the Southern Slime Center and other things that are happening.
That's one of my least favorite subjects, of course, is the Southern Poverty Slime Center. But that's what they are. They're a bunch of liars. Mark Potok is a liar. And they've been attacking me ever since I filed my lawsuit against the federal government in 1994. And they've been lying about me and lying about me, and they've been lying about you, and they've been lying about Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano. And I'm wondering if that's what was part of the reason behind Judge Napolitano getting fired. Of course, another great man getting
fired. Oh, no, that's admitted. Those guys linked up with Soros' group, Media Matters. Media Matters wrote letters saying fire him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and who are these people? No one even visits their website. It's an Obama front group, and everyone has to bow down to them? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and Judge Napolitano's had me on his show six times in the last 2 years talking about these very same issues that you and I are talking about today. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, when I get to Congress, and I am running for Congress, and I'm a serious candidate, I'm running, and I'm going to replace this rhino Republican known as Lamar Smith in District 21, because he's been nothing but...
He's horrible.
You know what he said? Two nights ago, I went and heard him speak. I was in the audience. One of the members in the audience asked him specifically, why did you vote for NDAA, and what's wrong with NDAA, and isn't it an attack at American citizens? And he says, I quote, I signed the NDAA happily. And that's the guy I'm running against. So again, if you...
Unbelievable. And Obama.
Yeah. Yeah. And he increased the power, to Barack Obama, in the biggest power grab for a president since King George III sent redcoats to America. This is so out of line.
And well, I mean, I've been around him forever. I mean, his district used to come right up to Austin. He always talks a good game, but his actions are power grabbing big government. I hope you can replace Smith. That's a separate interview we're going to do, but very exciting. Specifically though, your lawsuit against against Potok. Tell folks what he did to you.
Well, you already alluded to part of it. But they've gone after me for years and lying about me being a racist and a bigot and all these other things that are absolutely not true.
They just make it up.
They just make it up as they go along, yeah. And so finally, when he did this one, I actually got a hold of him. He had a reporter call me, and I said, why should I talk to you? You guys have never called me before. You lie about me all the time. This is the first time in 16 years that you've ever had anybody call me to verify anything that you have lied about me on. And he says, well, when have we lied about you? And I said, well, the most recently is in your stupid magazine, The Intel Report, where you said that I advocate violence against federal agents. I said, I've never said that in my life. And yet you guys quote me as saying that this is the worst thing of all the people that you're attacking, that I'm the worst one. And so I the Mark Potok got on the phone after that, and he was emailing me and calling me and emailing me and calling me. And I said, look, you're either going to settle this with me and we'll take care of this as gentlemen, or I'm going to sue you. And they would not have anything to do with being upfront or honest about it, so I sued them. And they did print a retraction. They came back to me later, and they said, you're right. You didn't say that, what we said you said. It was just a mistake on the transcription. So you know darn well it wasn't a mistake. I told him that. I'm not telling you that, Alex. I told that to Mark Potok. I said, you know darn well it was not a mistake.
Well, look.
And they have caused me a lot of damage, just like you said. And other sheriffs have been...
Well, no, that's what they use to get you canceled, speaking to law enforcement groups.
Oh, exactly.
We all know they're writing the MIAC and Homeland Security reports with the ADL. It's admitted they do. And when you get the internal stuff that we've broken from good police and sheriffs and federal marshals and state police that have sent us these things over the years, it's trying to induce this state of craziness. Do they wear blue jeans? Is there Ron Paul stickers, cell phones? goggles, mask, recording equipment. Do they pay cash for coffee? Who doesn't pay cash for coffee when it's $2 or $1.50? I mean, it's crazy that this is going on. And it's
I'll pay cash
exactly.
But let me tell you one other thing.
It's total paranoia is what they're trying to induce, where we don't trust each other and the police don't trust the citizens, and it's an us against them, but we trust Janet Napolitano, who's shipping guns into Mexico.
Right, exactly. And I will tell you that when I get to Congress, that I'm going to follow the money trail with the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm going to see how much money from the FBI, CIA, and other federal law enforcement agencies has been shuttled over to, smuggled, I should say, over to Southern Poverty Law Center. I know they get a lot of contracts with the federal government. I want to know how much ACORN-type money has gone to the Southern Poverty Law Center. I want to see what the relationship is there. I want to stop all that funding, just like they've done to Planned Parenthood and ACORN and other groups. I know darn well they get federal money. I want it publicized how much. And how much support the
our money
is giving them.
They use our money against us, and it's time stops. These slugs get our money and then try to tell people we're bad for our First Amendment.
Right.
On our money, trying to silence us.
Yeah, and they've done nothing to combat what the abuses of government are. They've never stood against destroying farms and families and the Amish or anybody else. But
they always demonize. Well, and now they're even demonizing the Amish. I mean, now they're Al-Qaeda. But let's expand on this. You don't file lawsuits to lose. I mean, you won the Supreme Court. You've been successful.
Right.
So you looked at this. And I know it's only been a few months, and these things move slow. But when will we get some updates? I guess they've either got to respond, settle, or there's going to then start being the discovery. Ooh, that's going to be fun.
I know. Discovery will be fun. And we're just getting now into discovery issues. We're right now fighting their motion to dismiss on some ridiculous technicalities. But their lawyers are shrewd. You know darn well they have a bunch of lawyers who are very seasoned lawyers, very expensive lawyers. Their goal is...
They're the Justice Department. I mean, they are the Justice Department.
Yeah, those types.
I mean, it's come out that they are basically the Justice Department, just as a quasi-private group. It's the Justice Department.
Right.
It's like the communist element of the Justice Department.
So that's where we are at this point. We're fighting that one. Their lawyer just met with my lawyer. And let me tell you another. Their plan is to keep trying every technicality that they can so that they can hurt us financially on this, and that we won't be able to continue financially. Let me guarantee you, Alex, that's not going to happen. Okay? I've already talked to my
lawyer. Well, look, when it comes to libel, slander, and defamation, it doesn't matter if they say you're a public figure. It doesn't matter if they say they're a media outlet. When you start saying that people are saying kill cops, that is dangerous. That goes in databases, as you know.
Exactly. That puts me under investigation from the FBI or federal agencies now because of what Southern Poverty Law Center has said. They should...
No, they're going to lose. You cannot do that. That's the worst thing you can say about somebody, is that you're calling for killing people.
Right.
I mean, unbelievable. We'll be right back. Stay there.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Big article up at InfoWars.com that needs to get a lot of attention. Obama plays race card, calls on churches to support campaign in a PSA. So now government PSAs are campaign ads on race, and then say, use the churches to get me elected with him in the Oval Office, or what looks like the Oval Office. You're not supposed to do that. They commit any crimes they want, do whatever they want. Those of us that stand up and say, we just want America back. We just want freedom. Oh, you're evil. You're a terrorist. You're bad. Years ago, Sheriff Mack, after you'd won your case and were running for sheriff again, you got visited by the FBI with warrants, didn't you, on a little fishing expedition. They tried to put a former Treasury agent in jail who was exposing that the IRS was really collecting money for the private Federal Reserve. All that's true. Yeah. Whatever happened with that case when they were politically going after you?
Well, it was 3 days before my election. I actually moved to Utah to run for county sheriff there. And 3 days before the election, the FBI and IRS raided my office. It was actually aimed at a guy that I had a contract with. And with that contract, he provided me an office. But it was all aimed at him, but they somehow thought they should put my name on their search warrant. But there was no charges levied against me.
And then that was put in the news because you were ahead in the polls.
Of course.
To make you lose.
Yeah, I already won the convention. They have a process there where you kind of meet like the national convention here with Republicans when they nominate their guy. Well, it was a Utah County convention and I won that 2-1. 2-1 over the incumbent. And one of his, lieutenants that was also running against him. And so, yeah, I almost won the whole thing right then and there. And so they had to find a way to go after me. And, you know, if somebody else had come up to me off the street at one of my events and said, hey, the FBI and IRS raided my office while I was running for office, I would have never believed it, Alex. I'm not kidding you. That's just too far out there for me. But it actually happened to me. In fact, my wife is here.
Who would?
Next to me. And she was there at the time. She was the receptionist. Yeah. So anyway, it was a very...
Who would have believed? But I mean, who would have believed? Well, maybe we can do a little bit of overdrive and talk to your wife on air here.
Yeah.
who would have believed, Sheriff Mack, that they'd be shipping guns into Mexico and then use it to blame the Second Amendment?
Oh.
And in those federal cases that the media won't cover, it's also drug dealing. What do you make of Obama? I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's on Infowars.com, putting out what looks like an Oval Office address, but it's really a campaign ad telling people, get your church to vote for me. Use your church as a campaign office. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, isn't that astonishing that he's forcing these churches to violate their own 501c3 charitable tax exemption, IRS tax exemption? So he's actually violating the law with them. He's actually encouraging them to violate the law that was a stupid law in the first place. You know, no church should be 501c3. That is an obvious violation of the First Amendment. But it's obvious that this administration, Obama, doesn't care about the First Amendment with this recent...
It's all selective.
Yeah, of course it is. It whatever helps him...
Yeah, exactly.
And whatever maintains his power over the American people so that they can continue this... affront known as Agenda 21 and NDAA. And how is it that any Republican in their right mind in Washington would allow President Obama the authority to use the military against American citizens on American soil? Wow. That actually happened.
Well, that was a big wake-up call. I mean, NDAA has woken up so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do a little bit of overdrive. Sometimes we do the fourth hour live, sometimes we don't, but sometimes it's the first hour re-aired. But we're going to come back with Sheriff Richard Mack, and if your wife wants to pop in and say hi, then that'd be great as well.
Okay.
And, of course, he's old-fashioned, folks. He has a wife. I know that's probably going to be illegal soon, but we'll be right back in 1 minute. I got a wife, too. I'm sorry. Come on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Now listen up. See the reason strong. And she don't get who away. She is a last of all powers.
ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Richard Mack is our guest, and we are talking to him about the whole New World Order system. Of course, he's the sheriff that took it all the way to the Supreme Court and got the Brady Bill overturned. And he is now trying to organize sheriffs around the country to defend the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and their state jurisdiction and not just let the feds come in and do whatever they want. The feds are now announcing they're going to have cops for regular crime on the streets. And they have TSA who aren't even sworn police commanding the police. It's like, oh, you're a pot-bellied government idiot who isn't even sworn or trained. You're now going to command everybody. I mean, I've seen it on the news where TSA is commanding the state police at checkpoints on the highway. What do you make of the TSA power grab, A? And then, B, what do you make of the huge awakening to Agenda 21 that even the New York Times bemoaned and panicked? They admit the UN's advising and taking over the land, but they said the UN's good. We need them to run things. See, they don't deny the global government now, Sheriff Mack. Now it's like, well, they need to run things, extremists. So we were extreme to say they were taking over. It didn't exist. Now that it is, though, it's like, well, you should want the UN to run things, not the nasty sheriff.
Well, I was really proud of the state of Texas for taking action against the TSA. And then, of course, the TSA and the federal government made this threat of making Texas a no-fly zone. And so a lot of these wimps in the Texas legislature backed off. But the TSA is another conditioning of Americans, and it's also the conditioning of the TSA employees. I just follow orders. I just do whatever I have to. The video where the TSA is actually groping the six-year-old little girl, that was the beginning of our presentation at the sheriff convention. And so we're showing those abuses over and over. And then at the end, we showed, is it time yet? And then it went right into our CSPOA constitutional sheriff logo that shows a sheriff with a badge swearing to uphold and defend the Constitution, taking his oath that shows that. And so that kind of conditioning is alarming because it's increased at such a phenomenal pace that this is why a lot of sheriffs are waking up and a lot of Americans are waking up. And I do appreciate the abuse of Barack Obama being so acute that he has awakened so many people, and including sheriffs. I believe that's the reason we had about 100 sheriffs at the convention. I believe that's why we still have a lot of interest in what we're doing. And again, please have your audience go to countysheriffproject.org. You can see a lot of those videos there. You can see some testimonials of people who were actually there. And this, again, Alex, this is the good news today. It was good news. It is good news. We're proceeding with this. We're making this bigger, better, and faster. And the event in Las Vegas proved that we can do this. We raised the money for it. We're still asking for help with that. Go again to countysheriffproject.org. And again, for my website for running for Congress, that's Sheriff Mack for Congress.com.
Well, again, instead of just complaining about the globalists, the New World Order all day, exactly. We're taking action. You're taking action. Ron Paul is. I am. Yeah. Obviously, a big part of it is exposing, like the Founding Fathers did with committees of correspondence, the crimes and activities of the globalists, as you did at your conference, but then taking action against them with solutions. And that's what this radio show is a platform for people like you to bring in the solutions and the ideas. And it's up to listeners and viewers to take action. Thank you, Sheriff Mack.
Hey, thank you too, Alex, and I hope to see you soon. I hope your event in Orlando is great. Again, Sheriff Mack for Congress.com, and I thank you so much and the people that at GCN Network that helped us with this solution.
Thank you, my friend. You bet. Okay, I'm going to be back tonight. There's more coming up, but I'm going to be back tonight, 7 o'clock. We've got some pieces, and we're going to have some special guests. And, of course, my anchors there at the office, Darren McBrain, is going to be hosting InfoWars Nightly News this Friday, 7 o'clock Central. If you're not a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, it's amazing. All the films and the TV show and more. There's a 15-day free trial right now. PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job, the crew.